movers. I'm so excited to be at the Elephant Centre of Care at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo. I'm here with Sam.
Hiya, my name is Sam and I'm an elephant keeper here at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo. And I am here in our Elephant Centre of Care with our amazing six elephants that we have here. All are females. Now, right in front of me, we have Donna. She is our newest mum of the herd. She gave birth to Paya late last year, who is coming up to 5 months old. Now, Paya is just learning how to vocalise. She's sounding less like a gremlin and more mastering her roar, which is coming through really nicely. Next to Donna here, we have Luca. Luca is one of our eldest females that we have at Whipsnade. She is 40 years old, but we always say she's going on 50. So she is one of our eldest females, along with Kaylee, who came at the same time, also 40 on record. And Kaylee is actually grandma to our youngest calf, Paya, which means she is mum of Donna. So we have three generations of elephants here at Whipsnade. And then our other two elephants are Karishma and Beth. They are mother and daughter. Karishma is mum of Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is six. She is going 7 this year, and she is so happy to have a little playmate, and they have honestly been playing all day long today.
Wow, six elephants. Baby Pyre is so cute. The children at Horton Regis Art Town Group had some excellent elephant questions for you. Take it away, kids.
Hello, my name is Anna, and I'm wondering if zookeepers can predict if elephants are hungry by their movements.
Hi, Anna. That is a fantastic question. Now, actually, that is a very difficult answer because elephants are always hungry. Now, their digestive systems just aren't very good, which means they're not getting all the nutrients from the food that they eat. So that means they have to eat all the time. So they'll be always walking around in search for food, looking for grass, logs, trees, branches, and we always put out hay for them to eat as well. And the hay is put out in huge nets really, really high, so the elephants have to put their trunks up super high and use that little tiny finger on the edge of their trunk to get the hay out of the net. Now, we also have some really clever elephants as well that will often find huge logs, push them over to the hay nets and stand on them to reach the hay nets a little bit easier. Because in fact, elephants are a little bit lazy, but their balance is absolutely impeccable.
I didn't know the end of elephants' trunks worked like a finger. That's so cool.
Hello, my name is Amanda and I would like to know, how do elephants swim?
Hi Amanda, that's a very good question. Now, elephants can swim and they're really good swimmers as well. So when they're underwater, they can completely submerge themselves as well and use their trunk like a snorkel. And while they're underwater, they will use all four of their limbs and swim with as much power as possible to move their huge bodies. Now, they can do this for as long as they need to because don't forget they've got their trunk as a snorkel so they can breathe. But when they do get tired, elephants are actually extremely buoyant and they will naturally float, so they can't drown.
I love that they use their trunks as a snorkel. Submarine elephants.
My name is Draywan. What does an elephant wiggles his tail?
Oh, that's a great question. Now, elephants don't quite wiggle their tails because their tails are so big and they can sway and they can be put out in any direction as well. So when elephants are a little bit irritated and flies might be on their skin, the elephant will use its tail to swat the flies on its body in any direction and anywhere on the elephant, as long as it can reach. Now, also one of our elephants often likes to block another elephant with her tail, and she'll stick out her tail really far in front of the other elephant so they can't go past her. And that is just a cheeky trait that she has.
Hello, I'm Mara and I would like to know, why do elephants move their ears?
Hi Mara, that is a great question because elephants are always moving their ears. In fact, elephants have really strong muscles around their ears, which means that they can flap them, move them back and forth as much as they like. Now, really, some people can move their ears as well, but we have to really concentrate to find those muscles, whereas elephants do it when they're happy, when they're excited, and maybe even when they're a little bit afraid as well.
I can't move my ears. Can you?
Hi, my name's Eva and I'm 7 and I want to know how elephants
No, do love.
Hi Ava, so that's a fantastic question. Now elephants don't show love the same way we do. So we might hug someone, we might kiss someone, we might go watch a movie with someone. But elephants, in fact, when they show love, they really like to spend time with one another. So you might see elephants standing next to each other, grazing with each other, even in the pool playing with each other. And sometimes you might see them touching trunks. Now this looks like love, but sometimes it might be a sneaky elephant moving the other one's trunk out of the way to get some food.
That's so sneaky.
Hi, my name is Leon, and I wanted to ask, can elephants fly with their ears?
It would be amazing if elephants could fly, but unfortunately they can't because they weigh over 3 tons pretty much. If they could fly away, it would mean that they could possibly poo outside of their enclosure and I wouldn't have to clean it up, but they can't.
They'd have to be pretty big ears to lift those heavy bodies up. It would give the pigeons a shock.
I'm Tiana and I would like to know how elephants look like when they're sleeping, if they're standing up, sitting down or laying.
Hi Tiana, that's a great question because in fact a lot of people don't know that elephants will sleep laying down. So they will lay down on their sides, so they'll lay down on their right side for a few hours and they'll lay down on their left side for a few hours. And this because they're absolutely ginormous animals and that whole weight on one side for too long could crush them over time. So they often get up and have to start sleeping on the other side. As elephants get older, they might sleep a little bit less, but they'll definitely sleep up to about 4 hours a night.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I would like to know if elephants make a different sound when they sleep.
Hi, Leah. Now, much like us, when we sleep, we might actually start breathing a bit heavier and potentially even snore. Now, elephants are really similar. If they get into a lovely deep sleep, when they're laying on their side, their trunks are curled, and then they'll start breathing really heavy and you could probably hear it. And sometimes it'll sound like wind coming through the barn itself. And this could potentially lead to a little snore. But mostly you might even hear the elephants farting at night time because they're so relaxed and that's what they love to do.
I definitely don't snore and fart when I sleep. No way. Definitely, definitely not. Well, maybe a little.
Hi, my name's Trevor. And I wanted to ask, how fast can elephants run?
Hi Trevor, that is a great question. And in fact, elephants can run up to 20 miles per hour. And that is much slower than Usain Bolt, who is the fastest human on the planet. So if you train hard enough, Trevor, you could potentially run faster than an elephant yourself. And when they run, they look a little bit silly because their legs kind of flail out to the sides of them and they look like they're waddling.
I wonder if I could ever move faster than an elephant.
Hello, I am Eva. How do elephants carry their strong bodies? Why don't they just fall on the ground?
Hi Eva, that's a brilliant question because elephants are enormous animals. And in fact, elephants move very unique compared to any other animal in the kingdom. So elephants kind of operate like a four-wheel drive vehicle and they will apply power to each limb independently. So they move them with extreme force and weight-bearing movements every time because they are so huge and that means that they can't fall over. Also, elephants are so heavy that they have to distribute their weight evenly on their feet. Now, elephants will have 5 toes on the front and 4 toes on their back feet, and their weight is distributed on each toe. So they are effectively walking on their tiptoes.
Elephants walk on their tiptoes? That's so fascinating. They must have pretty strong toes to be able to carry those big bodies around. I'm going to give it a go. Do you want to try it too? So I'm going up on my tippy toes to keep my balance, which is not easy with heavy elephant bodies. Maybe if I bend my knees and lean forward a little bit. Ah, that's better. Remember,
your move doesn't have to look like mine.
Exactly. Thanks. I can feel my toes spreading out into the floor to help me balance. And the weight of my arms means they're hanging down in front of me. I feel so heavy. How do you feel? I'm imagining I'm looking out across a great lush grassland in front of me. There are trees and rivers and tall patches of grass. I'm going to head toward the big fluffy trees. Their leaves look so yummy. And I'm so hungry. Well, elephants are always hungry. I'm taking some big, slow steps. Still on my tippy toes, with my knees bent. Whoa! I feel like the earth is shaking with my elephant steps. Stomp, stomp, stomp. What if I try to move a little bit faster? My weight being thrown side to side, and I'm waddling. Waddle, waddle, waddle. What's that? I've got a fly sitting on my bum. Get a fly! I'll use my tail to whack it off. I'm going to imagine my tail is on my bum. Where is yours? I've just got to give it a good swish. Can you swish your tail? I do it by wiggling my bum side to side. Swish, swish, swish. Waddle, waddle, waddle. Swish, swish, swish. Waddle, waddle, waddle. Swish, swish, swish. Ah, my fly is gone. What about yours? Well done, elephants. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm going to use my trunk to eat some leaves and twigs. I'll use my arm as a trunk. But you don't have to use your arm. You can use whatever body part you like. I'm sticking my arm out in front of me and moving my shoulder towards my nose. And I'm letting my hand go all floppy at the end. Can you imagine having a nose this long? Or picking up your food with your nose? Sam said the end of an elephant's trunk is as agile as a finger. I'm stretching out my arm. Oh, excuse me, I meant trunk. And I'm going to use my finger to pick up some twigs from a tree. I'm going to reach up, higher, higher, up, 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 and balance. That's it. Now, twisting my finger round the twig, and pick! Yes, I got myself a nice handful of twigs. Trunkful. Twigtastic! And now, let's put the food into the mouth. Let's see. I'm going to bend my elbow and curl my hand towards my mouth. Mmm, what delicious twigs. Twigalicious. Oh, I'm still hungry. Just a little more. Reach up, balance, twist, and pick. And bend the elbow, bend the wrist, and into the mouth. And one more time. Reach up, and... where are you going, Trunk? What? My trunk's not heading for the twigs anymore. Let's see. It's swinging slowly to the left, and then slowly to the right, like a big, lazy snake. Slowly to the left, and slowly to the right. It looks like my trunk wants to go exploring. Oh, scratching my head. And it's sniffing the floor. Where does your trunk want to go? My trunk's leading me round and round in circles. Whoa, where to next, trunk? Up to the sky. And down to the floor again. Where does your trunk want to go? Oh, there's a wallaby. Wait, what was it Sam said that elephants do when they see another animal?
They'll raise their tail just a little bit and they'll make themselves look absolutely ginormous in front of this new animal that they've just seen.
I don't mean to get all defensive, but just in case, I'm spreading my feet wide apart. lifting up my trunk and tail. Wow! I feel huge! How big can you make yourselves? I'm going to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, I'm going to stretch out even more. Inhale. And exhale. And stretch! Oh, I feel ginormous! I feel like the biggest elephant in the world! How does stretching out make you feel? All that waddling and wiggling and balancing and picking has worn me out. Maybe I'll have a little nap. I'll sleep on my side like an elephant. I'm going to lie on my side with my trunk curled up into my body and let all my weight sink into the floor. You don't have to lie down like I do. Just whichever way is best for you. Can you feel your heavy elephant body sinking slowly into the floor? It's so relaxing. I feel so heavy, like I'm melting into the ground. Hold on. Elephants sleep on their side, but because they're so huge, they have to switch sides throughout the night. I better switch sides. There we go. That's better. I'll lie on my side, let all my weight sink into the floor, and I'll curl up my trunk into my body. I'm going to close my eyes too. Maybe I'll let out a little elephant snore. So comfy. I think I'll lie here for a while doing my elephant snores. Thanks so much for moving with me today. And thank you to Sam for telling us all about the amazing elephants at Whipsnade Zoo. And to the children from the Art Town group for their awesome questions. Bye for now, and remember, keep snoring. Whoops, I mean stomping. Bye! To enjoy more from Audio Moves, there are lots more episodes wherever you're listening now. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, share with your friends, tell everyone. Okay, thanks, bye!